Jack
and the Pot of Brains.
Hi, my name's Jack. Me and my old dog Rover, why, we do a lot of things for my mama, but sometimes things don't always work out right. Why, there's a time she told me to fill up the bath and I turned on the water, but Plum forgot about it. And if it wasn't for Rover coming up and barking at me, why, we would have had a big flood that year. And I would have burned down the house any of a number of times. Every time I tried to cook something on the stove and forgot to turn the burner off, if it wasn't for old Rover coming and barking at me.
That's my son, Jack. He's a good-hearted lad, but he's not too smart. Some of the people in our village call him a fool and a simpleton. But despite his simplicities, my boy's got plans for himself.
Mama, I got an idea. I'm going to go up the hill to that old witch's house, and I'm going to ask her to sell me a pot of brains.
Well, now that sounds like a good idea, Jack. But now you remember to be polite to her. You got to be polite to folks, especially to witches.
Yes, ma'am.
So Jack set out for the witch's house.
So-dee-do-do-dee-do.
When he got to the witch's house, he knocked once, twice, three times, and then slowly the door opened.
Whoa.
The old witch stood with her back to him. She was stirring something in a large black pot.
Howdy do, ma'am.
Howdy do, Jack.
She knows my name. Boy, is she smart. Nice weather we've been having lately.
Well, nice weather, Jack, if you don't mind a little frost on the pumpkin.
Okay, I think I've been polite enough now. I can ask her. Ma'am, I come for you to sell me a pot of brains.
Oh, you did you? And just what kind of brains would you be wanting, boy? Would you want president's brains or school teacher brains? Because I don't have none of them to sell you.
No, I don't want any of those. I just want normal brains. You know, the kinds that everybody has or says they have?
Well, then, I might be able to help you, but you're gonna have to work for 'em.
I can work. I'm a good worker.
I can see that you are, Jack.